Welcome to Vet Zone, where passion for animals, science, and medicine lives. I positively predict value with prevalence. It has been 15 minutes. 15 long minutes. You look at the two blue lines that have formed in your point of care test. One blue line would indicate that the control is working and that the result is negative. Two blue lines is a positive test. You just tested positive for zombie disease. But how is that possible? You've been so careful. After all, you just ran the test to see if the test kits were working. Before panic sets in, you run your biostatistics in your mind. The specificity of the test is 95%, and the sensitivity of the test is also 95%. The region that you've been investigating has a low prevalence of zombie disease of only 4%. This means that the likelihood that a positive test genuinely supporting infection is just 44.1%, less than half a chance. You take a deep breath and know that you need to run a confirmatory test to see that you are a false positive test case. This was much better than 6 months ago, when you were in a region with a 10 times higher prevalence of 40%. Then a positive test result would mean a 92.7% likelihood that the positive test indicated actual disease. Same test, two very different interpretations of the outcome. The dependence upon prevalence information is both the value and the frustration of predictive values. Prevalence is the number of diseased individuals divided by the entire population at a point in time. It doesn't take into account individual lifestyle risks, such as being bit by a zombie. And more frustrating than zombies is that in small animal medicine, we rarely have prevalence data to use. How to read predictive values. In theory, if you have 100 positive tests, but only 98 of them have disease, then the test has a positive predictive value of 98%. Looking at this from the other way around, if your patient has a positive result, then there is a 98% chance that the test is correct. If you have 100 negative test results, but 10 of them have disease, then the test has a negative predictive value of 90%. The easy and the hard way to calculate predictive value. Predictive values help answer real-world questions, such as, does this test really mean that I have zombie disease? To do this, the data must include real-world prevalence data. Either the prevalence is incorporated into the original data set, or it is provided as a separate number. When the data, which can be placed into a 2x2 table, includes the prevalence data, then calculating the positive predictive value is rather straightforward. The numerator is the number of true positive tests. The denominator is all positive tests, both true positives and false positives. When looking at the 2x2 table, we calculate sensitivity and specificity vertically and calculate predictive values horizontally. The hard way to calculate positive predictive value. Sometimes the 2x2 table does not have prevalence data, such as case control studies or randomized clinical trials. While the basic formula remains the same, prevalence data must be included. The true positive can be calculated by multiplying sensitivity with prevalence. The false positive is 1 minus specificity times 1 minus prevalence. The negative predictive value has a similar derivation. You can find this formula on myvetzone.com. It sounds simple, but it looks more involved than calculations where prevalence is already incorporated into the table. In summary, sensitivity and specificity help us understand if a particular test is better suited to rule a disease in or to rule it out. The predictive values help us understand how to interpret those test results in light of the prevalence of the disease in question. Thank you for listening, and see you next time in the Zone.